KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Goodyear! Winter's on its way, and with that comes snowy roads. So what a better way to prepare for slick driving conditions than with a new set of winter tires by Goodyear. That's right. Hurry into McAtee Tire for hot savings on Goodyear's cool line of Assurance Comfort Tread Touring Tires. So now you can drive with even more confidence when winter weather is at its worst. At McAtee Tire, you can choose from a wide range of Goodyear Assurance and Wrangler all-terrains designed for your passenger car, light truck, or SUV. With so many tires in stock, we're sure to have the one that's just right for you. Right now, get up to $160 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four Goodyear selected tires on your Goodyear credit card. Don't forget about our Gemini Winter Car Care packages. We got everything you need to keep your car running all winter long. Stop by McAtee Tire today, located at 100 West 2nd Street, and get a grip on your winter driving.
Serious freedom.
And I'll take a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN. A pretty light slate for your Christmas Eve day. The only real competition in action was the Hawaii Bowl, played in Honolulu last night. And Rashad Reynolds returned two fumbles for touchdowns to lead Oregon State to a 38-23 win over Boise State in the Hawaii Bowl. The Beavers set several records in handing Boise State its worst loss in 2 months. Biletnikoff Award winner Brandon Cooks had 60 yards receiving and a touchdown while setting a Pac-12 record for most receiving yards in a season. Sean Mannion set another mark for passing yards, finishing 24 of 33 for 259 yards and a touchdown. Oregon State kept Boise State out of the end zone until the third quarter, well after the Beavers opened up a big lead. Matt Miller led Boise State with 11 catches for 206 yards and a score. In other college football news, the postseason honors just keep rolling in for Jameis Winston. Florida State's freshman quarterback has been named the Associated Press National Player of the Year in a runaway vote. He adds the distinction to the Heisman Trophy, Walter Camp National Player of the Year, Davey O'Brien Quarterback of the Year, and Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year. Winston received 49 out of 56 votes cast by AP Top 25 college football poll voters. Northern Illinois quarterback Jordan Lynch received 3 votes. Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron got 2 votes. Also in college football, Army has hired Jeff Monken as its football coach in hopes of changing its fortunes after suffering 12 straight losses to arch-rival Navy. Monken spent the last 4 seasons at Georgia Southern, where he posted a 38-16 record and helped guide the program's transition to the Football Bowl subdivision from the Football Championship subdivision ranks. Monken will be officially introduced during a news conference on Monday. He replaces Rich Ellerson, who was fired last week after his 5th straight loss to Navy. And Southern Illinois assistant Kyle Bubba Schwagert has been hired as the football coach at North Dakota, returning to the school where he was a defensive coordinator when it won the 2001 NCAA Division II national title. He inherits a team that went 3-8 this year and succeeds Chris Musman, who was fired after 6 seasons on the job. The NBA takes it today with 5 games on the Christmas Day slate. The Brooklyn Nets get the holiday underway with a home game against the Chicago Bulls. Both teams are early season disappointments, sporting sub-500 records. Speaking of disappointments, the New York Knicks are home at Madison Square Garden for a Christmas matinee. The 9-18 Knicks draw 22-5 Oklahoma City as their holiday present. The Knicks are hurting with star Carmelo Anthony a game-time decision after spraining his ankle in Monday's win over Orlando. Guard Raymond Felton is out with a groin injury. The 21-6 Miami Heat, coming off an overtime victory Monday night against Atlanta, travel to the Staples Center to take on a Lakers team still reeling from the loss of star guard Kobe Bryant to another injury. The Battle of Texas occurs in the Alamo City when the San Antonio Spurs host the Houston Rockets. The 22-6 Spurs hold a 4.5 game lead over the Rockets in the Southwest Division. And a Pacific Division showdown winds up the 5-game Christmas slate. The division-leading L.A. Clippers are in Oakland to play the Golden State Warriors, who are 4 games back in the Pacific. San Francisco police say 30 people were arrested during the 49ers' final regular season game at Candlestick Park on Monday night. Police did not say what the arrests were for when the 49ers clinched a playoff spot after beating Atlanta. The San Francisco Chronicle reported at least some of the people were arrested on suspicion of stealing seats from the stadium. The Niners are moving to a new $1.2 billion stadium in Santa Clara next season. Thanks to San Francisco's come-from-behind 34-24 victory over Atlanta Monday night in the finale at Candlestick Park, all four NFC division titles will be at stake Sunday in the NFL regular season finales. The Niners' victory prevented Seattle from clinching the NFC West. The Seahawks lead the Niners by one game. Seattle finishes at home against St. Louis. The Niners visit Arizona, which is also in the NFC wildcard hunt on Sunday. The NFC North title is a winner-take-all event when Green Bay visits Soldier Field to take on the Chicago Bears. Both teams are coming off losses in Week 16. Carolina has clinched its first playoff berth in 5 years, but the Panthers can win the NFC South with either a victory over Atlanta or a New Orleans loss against Tampa Bay. The NFC East title will go to the winner of Sunday night's Philadelphia-Dallas matchup as well. The playoff picture in the AFC is a fairly clear set with all four division titles clinched, but those all-important first-round byes are still at stake. New England has clinched the AFC East, but will earn home field advantage throughout AFC playoffs with a win and a Denver loss. The Broncos already have clinched the AFC West in a first-round bye and will earn home field throughout the playoffs with a win against Oakland. Cincinnati has wrapped up the AFC North, but clinches a first-round bye with a win against Baltimore and a New England loss. Indianapolis is the AFC South champion, but the Colts clinch a first-round bye with a win over Jacksonville, a New England loss, and a Cincinnati loss or tie. Kansas City has clinched a playoff spot. San Diego, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh are alive for wild cards as well, but all need some help. The health of two of the NFL's premier quarterbacks is uncertain for their team's regular season finales. Tony Romo's back injury is casting a cloud over the Dallas Cowboys. Coach Jason Garrett says Romo hasn't been ruled out of this week's game against Philadelphia after injuring his back during Sunday's win at Washington. Garrett says Romo underwent an MRI on Monday and will continue to receive treatment and undergo further evaluation. If Romo can't go, backup Kyle Orton gets the start. Dallas has announced on its website that it's bringing 41-year-old John Kitna out of retirement to serve as an emergency quarterback pending a physical. And meanwhile, Packers coach Mike McCarthy isn't sure if quarterback Aaron Rodgers will start the team's winner-take-all NFC North matchup against the Bears in Chicago on Sunday. McCarthy says the team wants to make a decision on Rodgers' availability sooner than later. Rodgers has missed the Packers' last 7 games since fracturing his left collarbone against the Bears on November the 4th. Denver has placed linebacker Von Miller on injured reserve with a knee injury. Miller was placed on the IR after tearing his right anterior cruciate ligament Sunday in their win at Houston. And Houston defensive end J.J. Watt tells the AP he's considering plastic surgery to repair a nose injury he suffered in Week 4. The gash required 6 stitches at the time, but the wound has reopened in every game Watt has played since. And there is no prescribed number of plays that Chiefs coach Andy Reid would like the ball to end up in the hands of Jamaal Charles, one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL. One thing Reid does know is that Kansas City would be better off if Charles got the ball more than the 6 times he did in the second half of Sunday's loss to Indianapolis, or if he didn't seem to stray from giving him touches at the end of close games. It's not as if Charles didn't have another solid afternoon in a 23-7 loss. He ran for 106 yards and a touchdown, caught 5 passes for 38 yards. But when the offense got stuck in the second half, it seemed Reid completely abandoned the run, even though it seemed to be working just fine. Charles carried 8 times for 62 yards in the first half Sunday, including a 31-yard run for the Chiefs' only touchdown. He had just 5 carries in the second half, while the Colts were in the midst of scoring 23 straight points, despite averaging nearly 9 yards per carry. In other Chiefs news, Kansas City signed running back Eric Kitani, wide receiver Gerald Jackson, and linebacker Ridge Wilson to the practice squad Tuesday. They replaced wide receiver Fred Williams, who was released, fullback Tobin Operam, who was added to the Texans' active roster, and tight end Jake Byron, who joined the Chargers' active roster. Coach Andy Reid said Tuesday that starters and backups will both practice this week. The Chiefs are assured of the number 5 seed for the playoffs, so it's likely that most starters will rest quite a bit against San Diego. And we'll have that game for you here this weekend as well, here on KJN. That'll be in the late afternoon slot. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.